for a community who will support you on your academic journey, the Student Learning Commons has got your back. The Student Learning Commons is SFU's Academic Success Center. We provide free workshops, one-on-one consultations, coaching, and online tutoring with a focus on writing, study skills, and academic English. All Student Learning Commons programs and services are available to SFU students and are approved by SFU as providing ethical, academically honest support. Learn more by visiting our locations in the library on all three SFU campuses, or check us out online at learningcommons.sfu.ca.
You're listening to Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University, CJSF 90.1 FM. My name's Robin. This is Roots and Berries, and we are just about halfway through the program today, just a little bit past the 12:30 mark in the afternoon, with a beautiful temperature outside of 23 degrees on this Friday afternoon. Maybe you're thinking of skipping out of work early. Don't want to encourage that, but it's hard when we're getting to the end of the summer season and these beautiful days are going to be behind us, right? I certainly feel that anyways. It's a bit quiet here in the station today, partly because on the east side of campus, just in the area that's called Cornerstone, there is a big festival going on. It's called Street Fest, and we're representing over there. You'll find us with a table, and a couple of our programmers are doing some DJing, and you can stop by and meet a few of us, talk to us, have a button making experience so that you can, you know, sport your very own CJSF button from our table there in Cornerstone at the Street Fest. I believe it goes until 7 p.m. today, and we're there now. Having said that, heads up that our music coordinator, Connor, who usually hosts the show Department Uno right after this one at 1 o'clock, is manning the table at Street Fest. And so you're going to hear a different voice on Department Uno today. It's going to be programmer Varian bringing you some new music from the department's catalog. And tune in and stay tuned for what Varian has in his ear lately. Getting back to the music on this program, which is old time and bluegrass, and I promised at the beginning of the show a little bit of doomgrass or dark grass. We're going to have a set of that now. So this features some music that, you know, feels a little heavy, but I like it as much as I like the super soulful and spiritual and the super, you know, harmony driven twinkly music that makes up this canon of sounds. And we're going to start off with a track that is the title track from Mama's Broke album, Count the Wicked, here on Roots and Berries.
Until dawn, you'll find while my body cannot feel at home. In my head, I'll never be alone with them hungry little voices from an evil's done. They hum down lies till I'm back to one laughs down at me, I hear it.
hanging from a gold spittoon. Everything means nothing in the valley.
That instrumental is called Black Tides and Dead Birds from the Nichols Family off their album Gospel Hour 2. We heard Ben Delacour in there with Valley of the Moon from the album Shadowland as well. A little bit of doomgrass for us here on this episode of Roots and Berries. I've got a couple of tracks here that feature Dave Rawlings, who is the musical and life partner of Gillian Welsh. And the second track we're going to hear is the two of them. But this first track is from Sunny War and the album that they recently put out called Anarchist Gospel. This is Shelter and Storm, followed up by Pilgrim, You Can't Go Home.
Oh, your life, you can run, but it still cannot be saved.
But still you thought your side, Jane. a ship with tattered sails. Been down and out around the horn to chase the great white whale. I cried.
This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.
This is Bird Note. Fall is a great time to put out a suet feeder. Suet cakes are mostly fat, giving birds a high energy boost to help them survive the cold weather. Who likes suet? It's a long and varied list. Typical visitors include chickadees and titmice, nuthatches, jays, and woodpeckers. And keep an eye out for other birds at your suet feeder, especially those whose beaks can't open seeds. Tiny kinglets, among the smallest of all songbirds, sometimes hover at the feeder. Wrens love a bite of suet, too, as well as almost any kind of sparrow or wintering warbler. Alas, non-native European starlings also find suet hard to resist, but there are suet feeders designed to exclude starlings while letting the regular native birds get to the good stuff. One of those native birds is the brown creeper. It's an especially cool bird to discover at your feeder because it's most often glimpsed disappearing briskly up the trunk of a tree. In the West, mobs of tiny bush tits sometimes blanket a chunk of suet, taking a break from their normal diet of insects and spiders. It's high time to hang up the suet feeder. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. BirdNote gives you the sounds of birds every day, and you get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram at BirdNote Radio.